This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Jim Hurt, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Daniel Mundy, please note the following medical letter. First name is Daniel. Last name is Mundy. On December 18th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, comma, took the history from the patient's sister, as well as the patient's deposition. Comma. As well as reviewed several records, including the accident report, comma. Records from Lisa Kleidorfer, K-L-E-I-N-D-O-R-F-E-R, nurse practitioner, comma, Mitchell Manor records, comma, St. Vincent's Dunn Hospital records, comma, and St. Vincent's Hospital main campus records, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 73-year-old male who sustained injury in an automobile slash pedestrian accident on December 4th, 2021, period. The patient was a pedestrian crossing the street when a car struck him down, period. He was apparently thrown into the air and landed sustaining injury, period. Despite treatment present day, he is still having problems with his right hip slash pelvis, comma, right knee, comma, and right shoulder, period. He did sustain fractures to his clavicle, comma, left hand, left thumb, comma, trauma to both hands, comma, fractured ribs, comma, hip and pelvis, and clavicle, period. Despite treatment present day, he is still having pain and difficulties in his right hip, comma, right knee, and right shoulder, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient's sister, was ambulance took him that day to St. Vincent's Dunn Hospital in Bedford. He was treated and transferred to St. Vincent's Trauma Center in Indianapolis, period. He was admitted a few days and had surgery to his hip, period. He was transferred to Mitchell Manor Rehab Center for a few weeks and had home care, period. He was later admitted to a nursing facility as he needed more care than could be provided at home, due to several contributing factors, period. He was admitted to Westview Manor Nursing Facility in May of 2024, and he is presently there now. Treatment was terminated for this accident in September of 2024, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical... Past traumatic medical history is the patient never injured his right hip in the past, other than a fall 5 to 6 years ago. at home period. There was no fractures. He was seen in the emergency room once and then released. There was no treatment or permanency period. The patient never had a serious injury to his right knee in the past period. The patient has not had prior serious automobile accidents. The patient has not had any work injuries, period. Past medical history is positive for alcoholism of 40 years. He is presently not drinking. On review of the deposition, he stated that he did not consume alcohol for at least 12 hours before the automobile accident period. The patient has a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for hernia. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems walking over a few blocks, comma, running, comma, lifting over 5 pounds, comma, sitting over 1 hour, comma, and basketball, period. New paragraph. Medications include hypertensive medications as well as over-the-counter medicines for this injury, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines and a walker and cane since the automobile accident, period. The patient was not using a walker or a cane prior to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is he is retired. He did school maintenance, and there was no work missed from this accident, period. New paragraph. His right hip pain is described as constant, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4.5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. The right knee pain, new paragraph. The right knee pain is described as throbbing, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. The patient continues to, new paragraph. The patient continues to have problems in reference to his right shoulder due to the fractured right clavicle, period. It is a daily pain, and it does interfere with mobility, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. There were several hundred pages of medical records, close to 2,000 pages, and I'm just commenting on some of the pertinent studies. St. Vincent's Hospital, admission date December 4th, 2021, discharge date December 9th, 2021. Discharge diagnosis, 1, right 4th, comma 5th, comma 6th, comma 8th rib fractures, period. 2, right acetabular fracture. 3, right superior and inferior pubic rami fractures. 4, right sacral ala fracture. 5, pelvic hematoma. 6, right gluteus muscle hematoma. 7, right clavicular fracture. 8, left proximal phalanx of thumb fracture. 9, left periorbital ecchymosis. 10, alcohol intoxication. 11, acute blood loss, anemia, period. Consult, 1, orthopedic surgery. 2, hand surgery. 3, hospitalist service, period. 70-year-old male who was walking to the store when he was struck by a vehicle, period. No loss of consciousness, period. Was initially seen at outside hospital where CT brain, comma, cervical slash thoracic slash lumbar, spine and CT abdomen slash pelvis demonstrated multiple right pelvic fractures, period. X-rays right shoulder demonstrated right clavicular fracture, comma. X-ray left hand demonstrated left thumb fracture, comma. And chest X-ray demonstrated right fifth rib fracture, period. patient transferred to our facility via ground EMS period. Upon arrival, patient complains of right pelvis, right shoulder, left thumb pain period. Past medical history, significant for alcohol abuse, hyperlipidemia, hypertension period. Hospital course by diagnosis, one, right fourth, fifth, sixth, eighth rib fractures period. Treated non-operatively period. Multimodality pain control, aggressive pulmonary hygiene, incentive spirometry period. Number two, right acetabular fracture, right superior inferior pubic rami fractures, right sacral ala fracture, pelvic hematoma, right gluteal muscle hematoma period. Orthopedic surgery consulted period. Injuries treated non-operatively period. Occupational therapy while inpatient with plans for continued physical therapy at skilled nursing facility on discharge period. Patient outpatient with orthopedics period. Three, right clavicular fracture period. Orthopedic surgery was consulted period. Non-operative sling for comfort period. Four, left proximal phalanx of thumb fracture period. Hand surgeon was consulted period. Non-operative period. Five, left periorbital ecchymosis period. No fracture or ptosis period. Six, alcohol intoxication period. Patient does a history of daily alcohol consumption period. He was placed on phenobarb protocol for the duration of his hospital stay period. No signs or symptoms of withdrawal while hospitalized period. Stable for discharge to skilled nursing facility period. On physical examination, they documented abnormalities, including ecchymosis to eye, tender to palpation over clavicle, ecchymosis and swelling of the thumb, pelvis pain with compression, psychiatric, cooperative, and pleasant period, judgment and insight, memory, mood and affect within normal limits period. Discharge summary, December 9th, 2021. 70-year-old white male, trauma, transfer, pedestrian versus car. Problem one, trauma, pedestrian versus MVC. Multiple rib fractures, pain control, pelvic and right gluteal hematomas, left periorbital ecchymosis, CT maxillofacial without acute fracture, right acetabular, superior inferior pubic rami, sacral ala fractures, ortho consulted, non-operative management, period, right clavicular fracture, ortho consulted, period. Left proximal phalanx fracture, ortho request, hand consultation, period. Problem two, alcohol use disorder, period, with alcohol withdrawal, motivated to quit drinking, period. I reviewed current phenobarbital taper, he is on IV, will transition to oral at discharge, period. I provided detailed instructions for phenobarbital taper for rehab facility, period. Problem three, mild rhabdomyolysis, RHABDOMYOLYSIS, resolving with IV hydration, period. Chest x-ray, April 14th, 2022, showed clavicular fracture on the right of uncertain age, but new since December 2021, period. There is a deformity probably due to prior fractures of the right fifth rib, as well as possible deformity of the right seventh rib, period. Bilateral x-rays, April 12, 2022, multiple subacute fractures of the right acetabulum and right pelvis, period. Knee three views, April 12, 2022, tricompartmental degenerative osteoarthritis. Discharge note, Mitchell Manor, February 1st, 2022, on physical examination, musculoskeletal, decreased mobility, comma, painful movement, comma, poor strength, period, cognitive status, forgetful, functional status, dependent on wheelchair, period. They state 70-year-old white male admitted to Mitchell Manor for rehab therapy, status post-hospitalization, Bedford, IU Health, and St. Vincent's Hospital, trauma, being hit by a motor vehicle while walking, sustained multiple fractures, period. St. Vincent's Dunn Hospital, December 4th, 2021, x-rays of the hand showed comminuted fracture of the proximal phalanx of the thumb, period. St. Vincent's Dunn Hospital, emergency room, CT of the abdomen and pelvis, December 4th, 2021, showed acute right acetabular, comma, right pubic rami, and right sacroella fractures, as above, with associated hematoma and hemorrhage detailed above, period. St. Vincent's Dunn Hospital, emergency room, shoulder x-ray, December 4th, 2021, right shoulder non-displaced fracture of the right mid-clavicle and right posterior lateral fifth rib, period. Indiana crash report states driver one was turning left onto 14th Street off of L Street, period. The male subject had walked out into the road in front of driver one, and driver one hit the pedestrian, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the various medical records, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the pedestrian slash automobile accident of December 4th, 2021 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are one, right hip trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, pelvic pain, comma, strain, comma, hematoma, comma, fractured right acetabulum, and fractures of the right superior and inferior pubic rami, period. Next number, right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Next number, right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and fractured right clavicle, period. Next number, multiple fractured ribs on the right, including the fourth, comma, fifth, comma, sixth, comma, and eighth, period. Next number, fractured right sacrum. Next number, right gluteal muscle hematoma. Next number, left thumb fracture, comminuted, period. Next number, left periorbital ecchymosis. Next number, rhabdomyolysis, resolved. Next number, several teeth with loss, period. The above diagnoses were all directly caused by the pedestrian versus automobile accident of December 4th, 2021, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanent impairment, the patient does have a permanent impairment involving his right hip slash pelvis, comma, right knee, comma, and right shoulder, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in all three areas, period. As he continues to age, he will be much more susceptible and vulnerable to arthritis in not only these three areas, but also the multiple other areas that were injured in this accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. Continuing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will cost $95 a month for the remainder of his life period. The patient now requires a cane and walker, and this was not required or used by the patient prior to this injury period. Cost of the cane and walker would be $250, need to be replaced every 2.5 years period. A knee brace will cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years period. A TENS unit for pain will be $500 period. Some injections in the right hip, right knee, and right shoulder will cost approximately $3,000 period. Due to the multiple fractures, at a later date, surgical intervention cannot be ruled out, period. The patient obviously did require surgery for the fractured hip, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient's sister, as well as the medical records and deposition, comma. I have not performed a physical examination, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Oral informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal, end of dictation.